This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Yesterday was so much fun. The whole Brett Mega Show went out to the Polar Express. We went to the North Pole yesterday, guys.
Yes, we did.
I know. It felt like a fever dream. Like, I can't believe it. I was just here.
Yeah. Yes.
Kevin slept here, actually.
Yeah, so funny. I guess I shouldn't complain. Never left.
I do appreciate the fact that we did buy a couch for your... That was a birthday gift from
Hannah and AB.
Yeah. It's not as comfortable as I'd hoped, but...
Kevin would criticize your guys' gift right in front of you.
We knew it wasn't very comfortable when we bought it.
It did do the job, so thank you very much. But more importantly, thank you for the blankets. I appreciate that.
Shout out to AB's mom who got personalized Hannah and AB blankets.
Yeah. Very comfortable.
But, yeah, we had a bunch of listener friends and family come out to the Polar Express. We had our own train, and it was a really fun experience. They do such a good job at Union Station. My family and I literally just went to the Pancakes with Santa. They do the light show at the Grand Hall, and then you guys went to the sleigh shed beforehand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
How was that?
It was so cool. Like, I don't even know that the pictures do justice. Like, I felt like... It was like the coolest pop-up bar I've ever been to.
I feel like with like holiday drinks too, a lot of times people will make holiday drinks, raise the prices, and then they just like suck.
And they're always just peppermint.
Yes.
And it's always pumpkin spice. Like they just pick the holiday flavor. So you guys didn't get peppermint,
these drinks were actually really good. I got whatever one, it was kind of like an espresso martini with like whipped cream and like cookie crumbles on top and sprinkles, and it was cute and actually tasted good.
And what'd you get here?
Yours was called like the Reindeer Red Eye or something. Mine was called First Frost. And it was more of a vodka drink, like a frosted vodka.
It's fun.
Blue Sirocco drink. It was very, very good. The food was great. Like you were sitting in basically like Christmas land ultimate.
It is like Christmas threw up inside the train shed.
Yeah. Like now they call it the sleigh shed. It's not obnoxious. It's like beautiful. Yeah. And then you look outside and there's like fire pits and then the water show and the light show, the fire show. It was beautiful.
And then we walked over to Polar Express and rode the Polar Express with people. And my family does this every year. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. They love it. It's so much family fun. There's a cool energy. They sing the songs. They dance to the hot chocolate. But Kevin, you have older kids, so it's been a while since you had been there. It seemed like you had like wide eyes, like how well they do it.
Oh yeah, you know, it's amazing because you know I went 10 years ago, and it's the 20th anniversary of this show. It's so different because Union Station has now become the aquarium. So it used to all be there, but they've put it in its own little pavilion, and it's amazing. And that playland for kids just before they get on the train. But when you're on the train, first off, that hot chocolate, amazing.
It was really good hot chocolate, actually.
Yeah, and second off, the trip to the North Pole and to see Santa, and then when Santa boards a train, so much fun.
Oh, I will never forget. There was a little boy on that train. Oh my gosh, Anna. Like, we were, like, crying looking at him.
His eyes just had lit up the entire time.
Could not have been more excited to see Santa.
Right.
That made my whole night. He was the cutest little boy I've ever seen.
Such a fun night.
Santa was pretty excited to see you, too. He was dancing.
Oh, my God.
He was like...
Santa asked
AB and Hannah to dance, and he literally picked them up and, like, was twirling them around. Things got a little wild at the end of it. Yeah.
Santa was very happy, maybe had a little too much eggnog.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A couple in Virginia had been volunteering together at an animal shelter for over a year. It was basically like how they did couples therapy. It was a way for them to spend time together. And they actually faced a really unexpected loss of one of their own dogs. And the woman, Jennifer, really had a hard time with it. She just couldn't drop it. And it was even more unfortunate because the loss of her dog just came around her 40th birthday. Well, her husband came to the rescue and decided to lift her spirits for her 40th birthday by coming up with this amazing idea to pay the adoption fees of 40 different pets at the shelter in honor of her 40th birthday. So they're not taking 40 different pets home. But the husband covered the cost so that hopefully someone would be able to adopt an animal more easily without having to pay all those different costs for it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She called the gift incredibly thoughtful, saying it aligns perfectly with her values and means a great deal to her. And already, 10 out of the 40 dogs that the husband gifted already have been adopted
and found
a new home. Yeah, and so, as a super sweet.
Parent of a shelter pet, it is the great... Man, Lily is just awesome. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, if you have, if you've got an opportunity to adopt a dog from a shelter... Please do. They are such great dogs.
This is your sign. You might get one for free.
Such an amazing story. And it really does go to show you that that guy's a jerk. He is just showing everyone up in the gift department. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right. Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Yesterday, we all went to the Polar Express and I went to like Pancakes of Santa. Are you guys in Christmas spirit yet? And or more so Christmas music.
Oh,
I feel like Christmas vibes and doing that stuff is different than Christmas music.
Absolutely. I listen to Christmas music at the gym. I listen to it
while you work out.
Time.
Nothing pumps you up like Santa Claus is coming to town or what?
Yeah. I mean, rocking around the Christmas tree. Yeah, absolutely. I'm full Christmas mode. I'm decorated. I got my presents and I'm music.
Wow. Okay, I've decorated. I'm not ready for the music yet. Even after last night that put me in more of a festive, you know, spirit, I'm not really ready for Christmas music just yet.
Hmm. I think after last night, yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have said no.
Okay.
Why the reservation?
No. Here's the thing. There's something weird about Christmas. One, I've been listening to Christmas music through the whole year. My son never dropped it. He has this, like... little like music player, and he's been playing this like, you know, Christmas tree song and all this stuff that for the entire year we've never dropped it. I think there was 1 month where we moved on and then we were back on it.
Back on Christmas.
So yeah, so it's been going on. But I always have this weird rule. I love doing all the holiday stuff, the lights, Polar Express, but for music, I don't put it on in my car. I don't listen to it until I'm actually off of work for the year.
Oh really?
Yeah. So I always
like
the last 2 weeks
for you.
I don't know. There's something about I'm not ready to like listen to it in my car and experience it. Maybe because I do radio for a living, I'm not ready to transition into a, you know, listen into a different radio station in Y90. I have no idea. But it's, I've always done this my entire life. Even when I was a kid, like when I was like done with finals, then I would throw up the Christmas music the day I was done with finals. Like, but I won't switch it until I feel like I'm in vacation mode. Something about like driving around listening to Christmas music feels like you're on vacation mode.
And you don't want to do that yet.
Yeah, and I don't do that yet. So I have this weird rule.
I mean, of course, I listen to the Brett Mega Show first.
Yeah.
Then.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
We go into Christmas.
No one believes you.
The polls are open.
All right, Karen, are you ready to take on Hannah at Hannah's Homeschool?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
You versus Hannah, pop culture showdown. I'm going to ask you guys the same 5 questions. Tell Hannah to leave, Karen.
Hannah, leave.
Yeah, in your best Karen voice. All right. Hannah's leaving. I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same 5 questions. The tie does go towards Hannah. Who's hosting the Oscars? They just announced who's hosting the Oscars.
I haven't even watched the news lately.
Oh, good. This is a good game for you to play then, Karen.
I think it is Wolverine. Oh, well, that's not his name.
Hugh Jackman. Yeah. But I would have counted it if it was Hugh Jackman. He didn't want to do it. He should have done it, though. I thought so, too.
Oh, see, I've heard that. So.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, Selena Gomez confirms she will return for the season finale and reprise her role as Alex Russo in what spinoff series?
Pass. I have no clue on that one. Before my era.
All right.
Or after my era. Let's put it that way.
Lindsay Vonn announced that she's coming out of retirement for the 2026 Olympics. What sport does she play?
Ice skating?
No.
Oh, it's probably skiing.
Okay, let's count it.
Yeah, we'll do skiing.
We'll count it.
There we go.
Yeah.
And I just thought of that. I'm like, I know that name. That's skiing.
Yeah, skiing. There you go. Which female singer recently joined Sabrina Carpenter on stage? She is famous for singing Genie in a Bottle. Gave you a hint for it.
That wouldn't be Pink.
No, but that's close. No. Christina. It was Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera. Go figure.
Yeah.
Boy.
And then Beyonce announced she is playing the halftime of the Christmas Day game. Name just one of the teams playing I'll give you a hint. It is Houston versus Baltimore because I feel like you might need it. Just tell me what their mascots. The Houston what or Baltimore what?
Houston Oilers. Oh, the mascot? Seriously, they have a mascot for that? Is it a bulldog or something, probably?
I mean,
no,
I wouldn't even count Houston Oilers because that's the old school team. It's the Houston Texans. They're now the Houston Texans. They used to be the Houston Oilers.
Okay, it tells you how long I've watched football because they don't watch football anymore. Do me something with NASCAR and I'd have been fine.
All right, respect, kid. Kid, we're going to give you two right. And man, you are hilarious, okay? So just get, you got that going for you. All right, let's see how Hannah does, and feel free to commentate on anything Hannah gets right.
Hannah's homeschool.
Oh, boy, this has been fun. We're doing Hannah's homeschool, and Karen just got done answering five pop culture questions. I guess you could call it that, where Hannah was outside the room. Karen, tell Hannah how many you got right.
Probably none.
She got two out of five, but Karen has had us cracking up. She is one of the all-time favorite guests.
Stiff competition here.
Yeah, Karen has been hilarious. All right, who is hosting the Oscars?
Conan O'Brien.
It is Conan O'Brien.
Oh, well, Wolverine would have been better.
Wolverine?
Yeah, that's Hugh Jackman. We wanted Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
We agreed with Karen.
Okay.
Selena Gomez confirms she will return for the season finale and reprise her role as Alex Russo in what spinoff series?
Wizards of Waverly Place. AB would kill me if I got that wrong.
Okay, should we go to AB and see if she got it correct?
I think you can count it. That's not what the spinoff's called.
That's not even what it's called, Hannah.
It's called Wizards After Waverly Place.
Beyond Waverly Place.
Beyond Waverly Place.
You don't even know. You don't even know. We got to count. I get the point. You don't even have it right.
All right. Lindsay Vonn announced she is coming out of retirement for the 2026 Winter Olympics. What sport does she play?
Ice skating.
No, but you and Karen both. Tell her what she plays, Karen.
Skiing.
She's a skier.
She plays ski. Got it.
Yep. And she's one of the greatest skiers of all time. Good for you guys to be on top of your Winter Olympic sports.
Okay.
Which female singer recently joined Sabrina Carpenter on stage?
Christina Aguilera.
It was Christina Aguilera.
Man, that was a good show.
And Beyonce, now she is playing the halftime of the Christmas Day game. Name one of the teams playing.
Ravens.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Baltimore Ravens. Or as Karen would say, the Houston Oilers.
Right.
Oilers.
Which is the old school Houston reference. Mm-hmm. Karen, 2 out of 5 was not good enough to win, but you could come back and play Hannah's homeschool anytime.
All right. Thank you.
Karen, you got to say, this is Karen and I got schooled by Hannah.
Oh, this is Karen and I have been schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. So let's grab a link here and I'll click on the headline and then Hannah tells me either, oh, Brett, tell me more details, or she says, skip that story, it's boring. Like the average cost of a wedding is?
Oh, how much? Is this a 2024 version?
Yeah. And it's on its way up. How much do you think a wedding would cost? Throw out a number that you feel like it.
$50,000?
No, it's less than that. $35,000. Up from $5,000. It's one day. $35,000.
Yeah. Wow.
They said one of the reasons it's jumped so much is the 2025 trends have people doing more weekend long activities, like pickleball tournaments, hyper specific guest dress codes, like all these different trends are making it more and more expensive.
Oh, I believe it.
Your favorite Thanksgiving pie says a lot about your personality.
You know, I'm really not a pie girl. Keep it moving.
All right.
What?
Number one husband complaint.
What are you guys doing wrong?
Being criticized by their wives. Husband says they can't stand that their wives constantly criticize about them. I can't do anything right. They make me feel I'm tired of being targeted about the nagging and complaining. When women found that out, like Hannah, her response was, well, then stop doing all the stuff wrong and pay attention.
I mean, yeah, easy as that, right?
Yeah.
How many people will be doing their holiday shopping next week?
How many?
A record 183 million people plan to shop in-store or online during the five-day period from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday. $989 billion in gifts will be purchased in 5 days.
Wow. Holy cow. Guys, there's already sales going on.
Yeah, it's crazy. The best and worst days to drive and what Thanksgiving traffic will look like?
Probably the days that people are shopping. Keep it moving.
Okay.
Do not go to the mall those days, probably.
This child was adopted after years in the foster care system. Like, crazy story.
That's great.
Headline is 17 years.
Woo, wow.
So Jose was one of the longest waiting children in Arkansas in the foster care system. Finally got adopted. His story was horrific. He suffered a lot of illnesses and medical challenges after with shaken baby syndrome, went to the foster care system, and that's why he could never get adopted. A family just fell in love with him and still has to stay in like a care facility. But after 17 years of waiting, a parents have now officially adopted Jose.
Oh, that's awesome.
What a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Great for him. And that's our time.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day. Nearly one in five people have a favorite one of these. Favorite what, Hannah?
I'm going to say they have a favorite, like, family member.
Favorite family? Oh, I love Uncle Tom the most.
That's right.
Right around Thanksgiving. Let me just make sure I sit next to Uncle Tom.
Yeah, I don't know. This question confused the hell out of me.
I was thinking the same thing, like a favorite child, but I'll change it then.
Okay.
How about a favorite pet?
Favorite pet. Okay.
I was going to say...
You guys don't have any other favorite t-shirts,
Well, I was
going to
say a bra at first,
favorite
but
bra?
I feel like every girl has a favorite bra.
So you think it's number's too low?
Yeah, so I think the number's too low. I'm going to say, like, favorite pair of underwear.
Okay. AB's the closest. It's an object all own that we have a favorite one of these. What is it that we all own that we have a favorite one of these? That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's get to the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Nearly one in five people have a favorite one of these.
I was definitely wrong. I said family member, but guess that wasn't it. Heather says a favorite perfume or cologne. And Ooh. Kathy and Uncle Pete say a favorite pair of shoes. So does say Lynn and Jules and Teacher Suzanne. Nurse Terry says definitely a favorite pen. I know Brett Mega has a favorite pen.
Yep. That's
sure.
The answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one in five people have a favorite pen. And yes,
really?
I do. I like those like Sharpie S-Gel 1.0s. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have a favorite pen. I don't know what it is, though.
Every time I try and take it, he freaks out.
Yeah, I have one in five people have a favorite pen. Like, it just writes differently. It feels different. Once you get a good pen, you get a good stroke. You got to keep that stroke going.
Yeah, there you have it. Yep. Yeah, you do.
Mega Minds.
Kevin had a sleep on the couch last night because he slept at the radio station. We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Yesterday, we all went to the Polar Express. We went with our bunch of listener friends and family. We just had so much fun. Union Station really just, they knock it out of the park. It really is a transformation. Kevin, you said it almost been like 10 years since you've gone.
Yeah.
You seem like you were blown away.
I was amazed at just how different it is, how unique it is, how much fun it is, especially for little kids, especially, you know, for the entire family. Hot chocolate's amazing.
It was good hot chocolate.
Yeah, but, you know, the train ride itself is so much fun. And then the pavilion they've set up, that all the little fun activities for kids, I don't remember that with my little ones. I mean, there was a post office and stuff like that, but not the slides, not all the cool, you know, immersive stuff you could do with your family. It's just really, really a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, and we were talking about it earlier in the show. There was like a bunch of kids that literally their eyes are just like popping out of their head, and we had so much fun with them.
Yeah, there was this one little boy in particular. I'll never forget him. I know his mom's probably listening right now. She just commented on our Instagram.
Did she? You posted the pictures?
I love it.
Yes. If you're listening right now, Megan, you have the cutest little family, and your husband did a great job taking care of all the littles last night.
He
they
was
were having
awesome.
A blast.
He was such a nice guy.
Kyla, it was great to meet her as well, and her little kids.
If you want to see some of the pictures and just all of us having fun, Brett Mega Show on Instagram. But we had so much fun that Kevin ended up sleeping at the radio station.
Yeah. Well, you know, with the travel that I make, I and when I normally get here very early in the morning, I was like, okay, if I'm going to be here for the late train ride, 7:15, I know it doesn't sound too late for a lot of people, but for a guy who gets up sometimes at, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it's late. And it's about an hour ride and a lot of fun and all that stuff. And by the time I get back to the station, I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. Why not, you know, split the difference and stay at the radio station? I've done it before. I've done it before in the past. But since, you know, we got Brett a couch here in the studio, I was like, I haven't tried that couch out yet. Let's give it a whirl.
How was it?
Not so good, but that's okay.
Oh, Kev.
But, you know, I mean, it was.
First off, I cannot believe you slept at the radio station. That's crazy.
That's like not the craziest thing to me. I would totally do that.
Yeah. And secondly, why didn't we heard he was doing that? Not a single one of us invited him over.
Well, I know.
Everyone's face is kind of like, yeah, why did we?
That's true.
I just thought of that. I
feel awful.
He's like, I'm going to sleep at the station, guys. We're like, all right, see you later.
I understand. You know, I understand why. You know, I don't need to sleep.
Well,
over.
My basement is flooded. I don't know if I told you. So I don't even have a guest room anymore.
I'm living, with family right now. So you can, I'm already sleeping on the couch.
AB's moving. But we let Kevin just crash on this couch. And he was walking around the radio station in the middle of the night. How was that?
It was, pretty normal.
Was it scary?
No.
I feel like it's scary
No,
here.
I mean, I guess the weird thing is the cleaning crew. When you pop up and you see the cleaning crew and you're like, oh, okay, hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, how are you? I'm doing well.
And you just had your slippers on and
I had on my festive, Christmas pajamas because we wore those for the Polar Express.
Probably like, damn, what's going on with Y98?
Yeah.
Times are tough, man. I'm sleeping at the radio station.
Yeah, right. But that's about the only thing that was weird. Otherwise, it was pretty uneventful, and I was amazed that once I fell asleep, I stayed asleep till about 3:30 in the morning. I was up.
You got to sleep an extra time, right?
I got to actually sleep in because I didn't have to make the drive. So there, it's weird to say there's a benefit. It's funny because during inclement weather, they always put up a hotel room, or you could, have the option to stay over and sleep at the station. We used to have more couches. We used to have we're connected to a building that has apartments, and I know one of those apartments is one of our stations.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's why I'm sleeping here in the studio. Maybe it's wishful thinking.
Yeah, we got an extra apartment in case.
For the next time. But when you have an early morning job, I mean, it's weird. I just literally rolled out of the couch and walked right over to the board.
Too funny.
I kind of want to do that for fun. AB, you want to stay the night with me sometime?
I would honestly do that.
Okay. Well, Kevin video blogged this entire experience.
Yes. Yeah.
So AB is going to put a video together, and that's coming out. When is it coming out?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow you're going to see Kevin's experience, and then you two video blog it. And I have a feeling it might be a different experience.
Yeah, and I do want to apologize. My wife already said maybe you need to avoid the crotch shot, but I was trying to show my pajamas.
Oh, there's
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Whoa, Kevin has a crotch shot coming out tomorrow, guys. Wait till you see this video. It's very
risque. That'll get clicks.
Has anyone ever been on a really cool bar crawl? Like, it has an awesome, fun theme. 314-531-9898. What's one of the coolest bar crawls you've ever been on? I love how bar crawls always are just like, because for me, you go to a bunch of different bars and they have drinks, I'm good. Bar crawls always take it to the next level. They make it a theme and they make it fun. And so which one have you been on that is just like brag-worthy? 314-531-9898. I've never heard of the bar crawl that AB had went on.
Yeah.
It sounds like crazy.
Yes. So when I was in New York over the weekend, I went on a turkey chase.
Okay.
Mm. What? There was about 50 of us. So we all show up at the same bar. Everyone participating has to Venmo whoever's in charge $15. And then you're in groups of six. And your groups get randomly selected and get pulled out of a hat. And the two names that are left at the end, they're the turkeys.
Okay.
And there's full on turkey suits that
That's
they have
funny.
To wear.
Oh my God.
So they're in these turkey suits. And one of it was a girl and a guy, and the guy did not fit in it at all. It was so snug. It was really funny.
No.
And they have a 20-minute head start to find a bar and start a tab with the money that everybody had Venmoed. So they get to drink on that tab until they're found, pretty much. And then everybody else can start drinking on it too.
And so, 50 people all. Mm-hmm. Venmoing $15, they got a pretty good tab to start with.
It was $1,000-something.
Yeah, you got a good tab to start with. You
wow.
Make yourself a nice little
and
cocktail.
This has become an annual thing for them. My friend did it last year, and she was one of the turkeys. It took them 45 minutes to be found.
Really?
Yeah, and so she was just drinking on that tab the whole time.
Because the goal is they have to find the turkeys.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. So, in every bar that your group goes to, the turkeys aren't in, you're supposed to buy a drink or a shot. So, last year, everybody got really drunk because they could not find the turkeys. But the turkeys this year decided to try to hide in plain sight, and they went to the most obvious bar. It was a 5-minute walk from where we are. It's called Down the Hatch, and everybody always goes there. And so they thought, like, oh, they'll never think that we're here. It was pretty much the first bar everybody went
to. So the concept is the two turkeys run to a bar, they try to hide, and they can drink until they're found on this tab for free. And so the goal is to hide as long as you can, and everyone goes to different bars. And once you walk into a bar, you have to buy a drink. So that's how you bar hop.
Yes.
Wow. Hilarious. Super fun.
Mm.
So fun.
Wow.
So interesting. So different. I love it. I went on a Harry Potter bar crawl. Where all the drinks were Harry Potter themed. We wore Harry Potter outfits.
Oh, wow.
It was so much fun. Probably the coolest bar crawl I've ever been on.
You know, I never have really done a bar crawl. We've been fortunate enough, Sarah and I, to have friends who've like won, you know, like the, you can go to certain bars as a group, and we've done that. So we've got the free drinks with that.
Oh, that's cool.
But I do remember in college, we had the idea when we were visiting U of I, where one of my friends was, hey, we're going to make this into a James Bond night.
Hilarious.
So we went around to the different bars, and we're going to always order a vodka martini.
Hilarious.
Shaken, not stirred. Well, after one of those,
like, I can't do
Oh, my God. First off, they are horrible. Second off, yeah, they are powerful. So it was like, yeah, we didn't crawl to many bars.
Or maybe you did crawl.
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
What is the fun themed party bar crawl you've ever gone on? 314-531-9898. Like 5 minutes away from some Cardinals tickets while we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Want to know what's the most interesting, fun themed bar crawl you've ever been on? 314-531-9898. AB went on this crazy bar crawl in New York City.
Mm-hmm. I went to the Turkey Chase.
So like basically two people who are left out of the bar crawl run to a different bar and everyone tries to find them, and they can drink as long as they last on this like bar tab that everyone is Venmo'd them, and then every bar that you walk in is the wrong bar. You got to have a cocktail, you got to have a drink, and then you go to the next bar looking for those turkeys. Hilarious, fun theme. Danny, you went on an interesting bar theme?
Yes. So I graduated from SIU in Carbondale, and they had a thing called the Tour de Carbondale. And so we met up at a location, and you paid like $25. And you dressed up in like onesies or whatever with your bike, and they release an address, and you all ride your bike to that address, and it's a themed alcohol. So like it was Jack and Coke, and they just had trash cans full of this booze. And you had to drink all the booze there before they released the next address.
And then you got back on a bike?
Hilarious.
You got back on a bike.
Crazy.
And I think there were like 8 stops. It was insane. I did it the 2 year, like they did it my junior and senior year, and yeah, the city hates it. Like it's not regulated by any means.
It doesn't sound like it beats any kind of regulations when you just have trash cans of Jack and Coke. But it sounds awesome.
Oh my God, yeah. One of my highlights of college, super fun. Probably best bar crawl I've ever been on.
I mean, it sounds great.
Yeah, it does sound awesome. And it sounds really dangerous with people on these bikes, but does sound awesome.
It was super fun. You saw a lot of people walking their bikes towards the fourth or fifth stop. So.
Walking. Thank you so much for the call. Your sister, AB's, like college bar crawl, because these college bar crawls are crazy, went like viral, right?
My sister, her senior year bar crawl at Mizzou, they all dressed up as Winnie the Pooh, but not like cute. Like they had their faces painted yellow. They had like the belly. They like looked they literally looked insane, and it went so viral. It has like 20 million views.
Really?
So many people started reposting it, and like multiple like groups, I think, started like doing it too. Like they just copied
Why did they choose Winnie the Pooh? Like, let's just dress up like Winnie the Pooh.
I have no idea.
It wasn't just like a couple people either. It was like 50 girls.
I think it might have been hundreds of people.
Oh my God.
Really?
Like showing up to these bars.
Fully body painted yellow.
Yes.
Like mustard yellow.
I think that's kind of cute, actually. You said it doesn't look cute. I think Winnie the Pooh is cute. Melinda, you went on a fun, crazy bar crawl?
Yeah, so in O'Fallon, Illinois, it's called Ed Morris Pub Crawl. And what it is you play putt-putt golf at every bar in downtown O'Fallon.
Oh, super cool. That's fun. I love
that. Yeah, they've had it for like the last probably 10 years now.
See, some of these bar crawls
bigger and bigger.
Like, not that I, like, again, I don't need an excuse to, like, go to into a bar and have a drink, and but some of them just take it to the next level.
I know. It makes me, we want to do a bar crawl at 7:42 in the morning.
12 bars of charity started right here in St. Louis, and that's awesome, too.
Yeah, like, that is fun. That's coming up, too.
No bikes.
No bikes.
No bikes, just a free shuttle. We'll actually be talking about that more later.
Cardinals tickets are yours. 314-531-9898. We have Cardinals tickets all week long. I cannot believe we're back talking about the Cardinals. That March is right around the corner. So you're going to get some Cardinals versus Twins tickets, and by Friday, we're going to give away opening day tickets. Caller 18, get hooked up with some Cardinal tickets. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
The royal family faced danger in their own residence. I'll explain what's going on with them in just 3 minutes.
Rolling commercial free on the Brett Mega Show every single day at this time. And we have Cardinals tickets every single day. And by Friday, if you guys are listening, we're going to have opening day tickets. So just make sure you're hanging out with us on Friday to get those opening day tickets. Jennifer, how's your morning going?
Oh, it's great now.
Yeah, because you just got some Cardinals tickets. Congratulations, Jennifer. Thank you so much for listening, and congrats on those Cardinals tickets. It's going to be a much better year than last year. We could already tell.
Well, that, and then what's significant is my mom was a big Cardinals fan, and March 30th is the day she died.
Oh, my God. And you just won tickets for March 30th. That is, like, eerie.
Oh, what a hidden tie.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that, Jennifer, and we're glad that you're going to be able to spend it feeling your mom's presence, I'm sure, at Busch Stadium on March 30th.
Oh, I'm sure. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Same time tomorrow for those Cardinals tickets. And then remember, Friday at this time, opening day tickets. Coming up in like 5 minutes, every single person on the Brett Mega Show has written a thank you letter to someone important in their lives. Hannah's going to share her letter with you right after she shares everything that's happening in Hollywood.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
It has now been confirmed that the Royal Castle Estate, where Prince William and Kate Middleton reside with their kids, has been robbed. Two suspects broke into the Crown Estate near Windsor Castle and stole two of their vehicles. It's also been confirmed that the burglars accessed the property through, like, this farm building, and they took a black pickup and a red quad bike. The offenders remain unknown as the investigation continues. And as crazy as this is not the first time there's been trespassing on the royal grounds.
Wow.
Back in 2021, a man with a crossbow got onto the grounds and was trying to harm Queen Elizabeth II. The queen was obviously fine, and the man was sentenced to 9 years in prison. But this just highlights, like, where's the security?
I thought they have those guys who can't, like, laugh or do anything. They always stand outside.
Yeah. They must be slacking, because that's been two incidents.
I don't think they can move. They just stand there. They just have to, like, be still at all times. But what's crazy is, like, we had the Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes story last week.
Exactly.
And they got away with stuff, and now they're getting away with stuff in the world. Like, I thought
probably the same guys.
I thought they're not supposed to get away with anything. But, like, these people are, like, getting away with stealing stuff, which is crazy.
I mean, you must be crazy to go to the royal grounds and steal stuff, but if it's a free-for-all, it's happened twice. Mm.
Does anyone else feel like you would steal something other than a car?
That's probably all they could get their hands on. Like, I robbed the castle. What'd you take? A quad bike.
Like,
that's embarrassing.
I feel like in St. Louis, their car is stolen every 10 seconds.
Right.
Like, if you guys are going to get into the royal family, you got to get something bigger than the car, bro.
Yeah.
Guys, like, here, do that for fun.
Do better. Spin the Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done.
We are spreading thankfulness all over the city these next couple of days on the Brett Mega Show. Thanksgiving reminds us of a time to be thankful for the things that we have in our life, the little things, the big things, the people in our lives. We thank you for listening to the show every single day and being part of our lives, and we share every aspect of our life with you in hopes that you feel comfortable sharing every aspect of your life with us. And so every single day up until Thanksgiving, this is kind of like the last full week. You know, people usually take off, and everyone usually gets Thursday and Friday off. So this is the last full week. Every single day, a different person on the show will write a thank you letter. Yesterday I wrote a thank you letter to God. So, you know, good luck, guys, following up with whoever's next after that. Because, you know, everyone else can be like, wow.
Way to show us up, Brett.
But Hannah wrote a thank you letter today, and she's going to share it with you.
Yes. I wrote my letter to my sister-in-law, Katie. I'm already going to cry. I'm not even started. Okay. It's hard to think of where to start. I've loved you since the day I met you at Swinger at, at Swinger on Funtown when I was just shy of 11 years old. Little did I know or understand the massive impact you would have in my life. You've truly shaped me into who I am today. You've taught me how to use my voice, always speak my heart, and truly evaluate who is beneficial in my life. You've also taught me basic lessons in life, like how to drive. In fact, you still are teaching me to this day how to drive. Not many people share a relationship like we do. Usually in-laws are the worst, but in this case, you are one of the best things that's ever happened to me. When I told you months ago that my relationship had ended, without skipping a beat, you opened up your home to me. Thank you for that. I can say with full confidence that I am the happiest 20-something-year-old to ever be living with their family. Little did we know this would be such an amazing thing that we both are dreading the day that when our little girl's sleepover will come to an end. My days are not complete without a game of Uno, work debrief, or making fun of my brother with you. Thank you for everything. I love you. Buffalo.
Why the buffalo at the end?
Katie and I like to go to the casino together, and that's a game that we play there and make fun of. But yeah, Katie is a massive part of my life, and in the past couple months, I've had so much change happen with my relationship ending, and I've moved in with her and my brother, and it has been such a big shift, but such a positive shift, and it's been such a blessing. And Katie is more than just my sister-in-law. She's one of my best friends. I treat her as my sister, not my brother's wife. She is my sister.
I sometimes get confused because you'll say my sister.
Yeah. I know.
Like, right. I asked AB one day, I'm like, I thought she was living with her sister-in-law, but then she keeps saying she's living with her sister. I'm like, did her brother and her sister get married?
No. You will hear me talk about Katie a lot. She's obviously a massive part of my life. And right now in this phase of life, this relationship is so valuable to me. And I seriously am dreading the day that I have to move out because I have so much fun living with her and my brother that it's amazing.
So when you had talked about your breakup on the show, you and your boyfriend had been together for a long time and were living together. One of the biggest scares and fears you had is you felt like you had this no safety net. You felt like when you guys broke up, you gathered your stuff up and you were moving out. You're like, where do I go? And it seems like Katie was the person, not only you calling, but she called you like, I got you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even remember that I asked. Like, she was just like, okay, come stay. And she didn't even ask my brother, like, can Hannah come move in? Like, she just was like, you're staying here and it's going to be fine. And it's been such a seamless transition, which has been such a blessing because I was going through like depression, a massive shift, everything. I was heartbroken. I was devastated. And so to have my family there just to like have their arms wide open and take me in was such a blessing.
I mean, I remember just like as your friend feeling so relieved when you were talking about like how much fun you were having living there.
Yeah.
Like initially when you had first moved in.
And I still am having fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they?
That's a good question.
I hope so. Yeah.
Beautiful letter. It seems like, you know, family picked you up when you needed it most, and that's what family does, right? Yes. And that's what we all consider you guys as part of our family, and that's why we're writing these letters. We challenge you to also maybe try to do this yourself, like for Thanksgiving, write a thank you letter and share that with them on Thanksgiving Day. I don't know about you, Hannah, but I look at Kevin and AB, like, you guys are up next. There's this sigh of relief when you're done with your letter.
Yeah. Right. Good luck, like, guys. Yeah. Yeah.
It does feel like, whew, got that out of the way. I'm done. Because, Kevin, you're up tomorrow.
That's okay. I already had AI write mine.
That's funny. Kevin will write his tomorrow. Then Alex will write one on Thursday. And AB, you're on Friday. I don't know if you get the most time or you have the most time where it just feels like it's being held over your head.
I haven't started. I'll say that.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. See, you think you have more time, so you think that's great. But then all of a sudden, the panic just starts setting in. Like, where Hannah and I just feel like, whew.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like sweating, so I'm glad that's done. Yeah, good luck, guys.
You do feel like glad it's done, but also awesome that you wrote that. Like now it, right. it forces you to say thank you.
I'm sweating because I have so much like joy and my heart is like very heavy right now, but in a good way.
Do it for yourself, guys. I really do challenge you. Beautiful letter, Hannah. Kevin's up tomorrow. And we are still commercial free, by the way. It's Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, while we're rolling commercial free on the Brett Mega Show, we'll look at some of the trending stories. And over the next 2 minutes, we just put 2 minutes on the clock. I read off some headlines, and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Like a couple, Hannah, who was forced to decide who goes to Taylor Swift in their divorce settlement.
What?
Yeah, so a husband and wife purchased tickets for the Eras Tour in Canada about a year ago and now have decided they wanted to have a divorce. They cannot settle who gets the tickets, so they've gone to a legal situation. Get this. On StubHub, these are $13,000 worth of tickets.
Well, that makes a lot of sense then why they have to go to court for
it's a good chunk. And the law says, and this is what the law firm said, there's three options for you. You guys can go together. You guys can decide one person can purchase the tickets off of each other. So you'd have to give the other person like the $7,500. Or you guys can sell the tickets and then split the money. But that's your options.
Oh, wow.
Maybe they could go together and then like rekindle themselves. Like some of the music comes on, they're going to be like screaming at each other.
I'm curious how many people would go with their ex if it meant they can go with Taylor to see Taylor Swift.
It's a good topic.
Google AI chat responds, human, please die.
That's scary.
What?
You don't want to know the details behind it?
No. Wow. This is like everybody's fear with AI.
Yeah. Yep. Google said it was an accident. It won't happen again.
Yeah, whoopsie.
But AI literally got
mad
at
the human. Sorry, our true colors came out.
A Betty White stamp is coming out next year.
Love everything about this.
U.S. Post Office announced that Betty White stamp is coming next year. She's honored for, you know, being a television icon for animal advocacy. And so you can get yourself a Betty White stamp next year.
I mean, I love it, but I do think it's a little random.
Betty? No. I feel like stamps are like always just highlighting icons, and Betty's cool.
Yeah, and it would have been nice to have seen it when she was alive. I guess, unfortunately, I think there's like a rule there.
Is there like a significant timing for this? Like it just is a little, okay.
We just need some happiness. We need to see some Betty White in our life.
How about this for happiness? The Australian government released an app called Chart Your Fart.
Kevin seems to get a real kick out of this, so we'll take it for him.
All right, time's running out, so let me tell you about your farts for a second. They're literally asking everyone in Australia to download this app that tracks your fart frequency, duration, loudness, and stench. And then they're going to do what they want to take this information after everyone in Australia, and then they're going to get more information about gut health.
Okay.
So they're literally asking
for the people.
Do it for the people. Download. And they said if you don't live in Australia, you can download it as well. Chart your fart if you really want to do it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
If you've ever been a server, what is the most ridiculous, rudest, jerk guest you've ever had to deal with? 314-531-9898. Call out some Karens that have just driven you absolutely crazy. If you've ever been a server, you know that part of the game is dealing with customer service, and sometimes you just get the worst. 314-531-9898. You won't believe what happened to you. AB, you kind of overheard and witnessed maybe one of the worst customer service people ever, huh?
Yeah, so I was in New York visiting my friend Abby, and we're at this restaurant, and it's New York, so the tables are super close together. Like, I could touch the lady at the table next to me without even, like, fully extending my arm. And so it really felt like we were in this with them. The waiter came over and asked the table, do you guys want still water or sparkling water? And the lady next to me was like, I'll take bottled sparkling water. And the waiter was like, oh, sorry, we only have it like coming from the tap. We don't have bottled. Is that okay? And she was like, well, no. And then she just started complaining, like, aren't you guys associated with this other restaurant? They have bottled. And he was like, no, that has nothing to do with us. Like, the waiter was not having it. And he was like, well, can I get you anything to drink? And she was like, no, I'm just not going to have anything to drink.
Yo, she didn't play around with the bottled water thing.
Wow. So
I've always seen that like in the movies when someone's like, oh, I want, you know, water from springs. What's it from?
From Grown Ups, where he's like, I'll have Voss water.
Oh, yeah.
And well, meanwhile, me and my friend Abby are like trying so hard not to laugh because we're just listening to this entire thing happen. So the waiter walks away And then the lady continues to complain to her friend, not only about the water, but now she starts looking at the food on the menu. And she's like, I cannot believe there's pickled onions on this menu. And her friend just like didn't really say anything, but like, just don't order the dish that has pickled onions.
Or like, yeah, I'm so confused.
Don't like ask for it, like not on the meal. I don't know. It was so weird.
Yes,
so,
Hannah and I are picky eaters. All you do as someone who does that is say, can I have no onions?
Yes.
And then
yeah.
you just move
right.
on with your life.
Right.
Yes.
She was really pressed about that.
Really
and
pressed.
Her friend was like, well, do you want to leave? And she goes, yes. So they got up and they left the restaurant.
No, they didn't. They
yes.
left.
Wow. Yes, because there was pickled onions and they
I
didn't have bottled sparkling
I honestly get that.
Water.
You know, if you have pickled onions, who knows what could happen?
Yeah,
and
shame
really.
On you.
And,
right.
and you don't have the bottled water. It's like you don't have your stuff together. You got pickled onions. You don't have the bottled water.
We had like three different workers come up to us and apologize that we had to witness that. And then they
really?
Gave us a free pizza.
Oh, see, I was thinking the same thing. I think those servers are like, whew. Thank goodness they're gone, because you're never going to be able to please them.
No.
Wait, hold up. You what? You got a free pizza out of
we
this?
We got a free pizza out of this.
Wow, just for listening.
Yes.
And number two, if you had a place, and I don't really know much about fancy restaurants, but I feel like fancy restaurants don't serve pizza. If you're at a place that serves pizza, you're not getting bottled water that's sparkling from some weird spring.
Well, I just kept
that's
thinking, like,
where are you? Where do you think you
yeah,
are?
Where, if you're leaving, where do you think you're going? What fancy restaurant is going to have just like an open, like you don't need a reservation. We got bottled sparkling water. Come on in. Like it doesn't yeah. make any sense.
All right. If you've ever been a server and you've had to deal with some ridiculous customers, this is your opportunity just to vent. Just some of the ridiculous things you've ever had to deal with. 314-531-9898. We all know that the server game is hard. What have you had to deal with as a server? We want to take your calls while we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. When you're a server, sometimes you have to just deal with the worst set of people ever. What have you as a server had to deal with where you're just the customer was just terrible? 314-531-9898. AB had to deal with it. And she wasn't even a surfer.
Yeah.
So much right. so they gave her a free pizza because she overheard the drama that was happening when you were at a restaurant in New York.
Yeah, they didn't have the correct sparkling water they wanted, and there was also pickled onions on the menu.
Can't believe
that.
They would even
wow.
put that on the
I know.
Menu.
I can't
they
even
actually
believe it.
Got up and left
yes.
the place because, well, that just wasn't up to her standard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Awful.
What did you have to experience as a server, Lisa?
Well, I was the closing server, so that means I was there by myself. It was a lunch close.
Okay.
So I was there from 3 to 4. As soon as the other servers left, I got slammed. So there was one couple that I was waiting on, and every time I turned around, their soda was empty. So they would kind of like lift up their glass. You know, and that's yeah. irritating to begin with.
Here. They're like, here!
Yes, let's go!
Yeah, right.
And you're shaking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and I had, like, probably 7 tables all at once. It was crazy. So they got appetizers. They've got fajitas. I mean, they got the worst lunch ordered that you could possibly get.
They pretty much ordered the entire menu.
Yes. So it comes to get their check. Their check was almost $50. It was, like, and then it was, like, $49.98.
Yeah.
So when they left, I made sure I gave them change. So I get a tip from this order. They left me 2 pennies on the table.
Oh,
dang.
No.
2 pennies.
Oh. A 2-cent
so
tipper.
I totally had food in my hand to take to another table. And when I saw that, I just put all my food down. And I could see them in the parking lot. So I ran to the door and went, hey, you forgot your change.
Did you?
Oh,
dang.
Yeah.
Good for
yeah,
you.
They're like, no, that's for you. I go, well, you know what? You can have it. And I took it and I threw it at them.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
I didn't hit them because they were too far away. But not even 5 minutes later, my manager comes out and goes, Lisa, what did you do? I go, throw the pennies at a customer? Yeah.
I gave them their 2 cents.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Literally.
Wow.
Yeah, literally.
Wow.
Lisa, when you called in, I did not expect for you to be someone who literally called them out and then threw the money at them.
Right.
I mean, look at you. Good for
yeah.
you.
I think you did the actions of so many servers out there
yeah.
who wish that they, like, they've been in your shoes before. They wish yeah. they would have threw the pennies. So you did.
You threw those 2 cents for every server
yes.
that ever existed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I sure did.
Sometimes not all heroes wear capes. They just wear like aprons and work as a server like Lisa. Lindsay, what happened with you when you had to deal with one of the worst customers and worst ever?
Well, I mean, I've done it for 10 years, so I've had a lot of worst ever. But I think my worst was I had a couple come in and they were just like hot as soon as they came in. You could tell that they were either having a bad day or they were arguing with each other. And it all started with her drink. She ordered a Long Island iced tea and I brought her her drink. And she did not know that it wasn't made with tea. So they were sitting at the bar and she's like, does this have sweet tea or unsweet tea? And I was like, it actually has sour and Coke because that's how it's made.
It has nothing but alcohol in it, actually.
Right, yeah.
It's meant to look like one, not have tea. And she went on and on with me about how she swore it was made with tea so she wouldn't drink it because it didn't have tea in it. And then her food, it just wasn't up to par with her. And she couldn't get past the fact that I'm not the one making the food. I'm just serving it. I'm just here to take care of you. She would not let me go. She kept accusing me of everything. She was making it like it was all my fault for the food. So, you know, I basically ended up comping her meal. And I really think they were just in it to get free food and free drinks. But, I mean, I just could not satisfy her. And I don't know what it was about this couple, but it stuck with me for years. She just really gave me so much rhetoric.
Did she drink the tea? The Long Island iced tea with no tea?
With no tea.
So she still drank it, though.
She drank it?
Yeah. No, oh, yeah. She ended up getting a different drink because that's what she wanted. Long Island with tea.
Long Island with tea.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That's going to be she's going to be on a menu somewhere.
Yeah, you probably had a bunch of those after
somewhere.
This, right?
Yeah. She's like, I'll drink it. Just give it to me. Slam it. We are feeling good as hell because we just rolled commercial free for the past hour. And if you're hanging with us on the Odyssey app, all you got to do is listen on the Odyssey app every single day while we go commercial free. And it's like one of the ways you can get in to see Taylor Swift. Last stop of the Eras Tour, you instantly qualify when you hit the 1 hour mark on the Odyssey app, just for listening to Y98. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Sabrina Carpenter has a big Christmas gift for all of us. I'll share what it is at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Sabrina Carpenter is just that girl right now. She just had her last stop in her U.S. leg of her Short and Sweet tour last night in L.A. She had three separate shows in L.A. That one was very, very talked about. And to top it off, people are really anticipating her Netflix Christmas special. They just dropped like a list of special guests that are going to be featured in her Nonsense Christmas with Sabrina Carpenter. That is going to be coming out on December 6th on Netflix. Some of the special guests include Chappell Roan, Shania Twain, and lots of like skit appearances with people such like different actors and people from Abbott Elementary, SNL alumni, like so many different cool people that are going to be featured in this. And I think it's even like the trailer is just so Sabrina. She has like her little like sexual flirtation in it, but it also is Christmas too. She changes some of her own lyrics to be Christmas themed, and I'm so, so excited for it. I am big on Sabrina Carpenter right now.
I think a lot of people didn't know what to expect from this because they're like, oh, Sabrina Carpenter is getting a Christmas special on Netflix. Why? And I think now we're starting to see what the goal of it is, which is going to be a lot of humor with Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, like skit-friendly.
Because we're going to get some of those skit type of people. The other thing is that I feel like with the Netflix special that Sabrina Carpenter, because Camila Cabello opened up for Taylor Swift and a lot of people have opened up from Taylor, but it seems to mean that Sabrina learned the most from being on tour with Taylor Swift. Netflix special, tying in celebrity guest appearances to like the LA releases of the concert shows. And then even with this Netflix special, you have a bunch of celebrity guests that makes it really interesting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She is really taking on this form of like doing more with what, everything you're doing. It's just asking for more and more and more.
Yeah,
and that's so
she's owning a lot of stuff like with her concerts too. Like Taylor is. Like I know every morning when I wake up when there's a tour date, like I know I'm going to look for a Juno position. I know I'm going to see what new outfit she's wearing. I know I'm going to look at her tights and see what they're like branded today. And I've never followed an artist that deeply, but I'm really into Sabrina Carpenter right now, and I cannot wait for her Netflix Christmas special that will be released on December 6th. This is Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
it just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day. Pick a state, any state. McDonald's question, so should go to AB here because she loves McDonald's.
Oh boy.
It costs more to eat at McDonald's in this state than any other state.
Washington. And I'm going to say that from experience because I've been there and I'm pretty sure my McNuggets were like $12.
Hannah thought she was stealing Washington because of Seattle. But there's some rural areas like Spokane. Have I ever talked about Spokane? I did my job in Spokane where the cost of McDonald's is not the same as it is in Seattle. So it's not Washington.
I do think it's out west. I think it's further west. I think it's Hawaii.
Kevin with Hawaii as a guess. AB, you should know this McDonald's costs more to eat at this McDonald's than any other state in the country.
I don't really have a reason, but I think I'm going to say New Jersey.
New Jersey, not New York?
Yeah.
No. Still up for grabs. New York, California, really? Still up there.
Is it basic?
It's not Washington. It is not Hawaii. And it is not New Jersey. Text in the state that you think is the most expensive place to eat McDonald's at. That answer is coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right. It costs more to eat at this McDonald's in this state than any other state. That's the Mega Mind question of the day. Can you get it correct?
Dave texted in and said New York. And then we have various texts saying the Chicago area, Illinois.
Nobody got it, guys. It's not California either or New York, which I think most people thought it would be. Kevin was right when he went for an interesting state like Hawaii.
If it's not Hawaii, it's Alaska.
It's Alaska.
Yep. What?
Alaska is the most expensive state to eat at a McDonald's in.
I wonder how expensive things are.
Probably really expensive.
Mega Minds.
I feel like Kevin has been given this great honor, but also comes with some mixed emotions. Kevin, your alma mater's coming up to the radio station today.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Lewis and Clark Community College, where I graduated in their radio broadcasting program, is coming up to view our stations, to take a tour. And with that tour, and there are several other graduates from that school that work here at 1220 Olive Street. It's exciting, but I'm torn because those are kids who want to go into radio. Radio is not, it's a tough, tough career. And I'm trying to find a balance to say, hey, look, this is awesome. I'm so glad you guys want to do this, but you may want to rethink it. I mean, how do you say that in a way? Because I know everybody's path is different. I know everybody's career choices are different. And I don't want to dissuade anybody from going into this career. It is a great career. There's a lot of fun with this career. But there's also a lot of angst. And there's also a lot of difficulty. And there's also, unfortunately, a lot of no payment. And you know, it's hard to make this into a real career unless certain things kind of align to go your way. So I'm just thinking, how do you tell somebody, hey, look, this is great, but at the same time, got to be realistic. And I don't want to turn people off of this because we need people in this career. Otherwise, this career, you got a bunch of people like me who've been in it for 25 years and they can't leave.
I think this is a really, really interesting topic. I love that you're bringing this up, Kevin. I understand where you're coming from, but I definitely think that I personally am going to encourage people to go into radio. I think like the whole risk thing, like, oh, you got to have things aligned to really make it work. I think that's true for every career.
Good point.
I don't think that's just in radio. And I know that when I was coming into radio, I was really young. I had these bright eyes and everybody just kept like dimming it for me. They'd be like, well, to get on air, that's basically like hitting a hole in one in golf, and that never happens. I literally remember one of my managers who still works here saying that to me, and I just felt crushed, but I still had so much passion for it that I went in, but I felt stupid for going into it because he was like saying basically don't do it. And so I've always taken it upon myself now to encourage people to do this. Just because you never know what will happen. I think that's true for any career. It's a risk.
I would agree with that. I think like there are still people that are like, well, you know, you could be making a lot more money doing something else. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to do something else. This is what I love to do. So I don't think like having people coming in here for a tour and then kind of discouraging them is the way to go about
it. I think you can be honest with them if they ask questions, but not...
There's this weird like responsibility duality that you almost feel like
right.
when there's younger generation of people following in your footsteps that you don't want to over romanticize a job that you love that's super fun and super exciting. And because sometimes I think the entertainment industry feels that way. I bring this up all the time is the Sabrina Carpenter effect. AB and I have had conversations about Sabrina Carpenter because she was a big Sabrina Carpenter fan. I met Sabrina Carpenter. I was a Sabrina Carpenter stand, if you will, before anyone, I think. I watched Girl Meets World because I was obsessed with Boy Meets World. If I had to pick my favorite TV show of all time, it was probably Boy Meets World. So when they were releasing Girls Meets World, I was locked in. And Sabrina Carpenter was in that. And I was like, oh my God, this girl who was, you know, Boy Meets World's Riley's best friend. I'm like, this girl is going to be the next big thing. And then I end up interviewing her. I was like, oh my God, I got to do an interview with her. And I could tell, like, the record label was trying to control her, and she was, like, nervous and, like, almost awkward. I'm like, oh, maybe she's not going to make it in this industry. And I thought she didn't make it. Flash forward, I interviewed her 8 years ago. Now she has a Netflix special. Now the industry is so hard. And sometimes when you paint this picture of, like, everyone can make it, everyone can do it,
right,
you feel, like, this responsibility. Like, it's supposed to be hard. But then you feel like you're, like, these cliche slamming the door on people, like, you're never going to make it. You're not good enough. So you have to, like, figure out this weird balance
right.
of letting people know that there's realistic expectations, realistic hardships. And that's in any aspect, any career, like Hannah said, that is really hard. The world is really hard. Life is really hard. But also not discourage people to follow their dreams and follow the things that they love.
Yeah, it's a fine line that you have to dance.
Yeah, and it's not just radio. That's life. Like, that's parenting in general. Like, I don't want to paint any picture to my kids that life is easy, but I also don't want to tell them don't follow your dreams
right.
or something you don't want to do either.
It's too bad that they're coming in after the show because that would have been perfect for them. Hopefully they're listening on their bus ride here.
Yeah, that pretty much covered it. We're just, like, it's it. Tour's
you can
over.
Turn around the bus, guys.
Tour's over, guys.